Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
What's the future of frictionless payments and where does Asia sit in that world? We put that question to Roland Prince, Chief Commercial Officer at Adyen. Adyen is the payment platform of choice for many of the world's leading companies like Singapore Airlines, Grab, Spotify, Facebook. And they have just announced a collaboration with Alipay to facilitate payments outside of China. How exciting. Welcome to Influence, Roland.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Good of you to join us. So tell us a little bit about this thing that you're doing with Alipay to facilitate payments beyond China's borders. So this partnership means that you're going to support Alibaba. What can we expect from this?
So what Adyen is really specialized in is enabling lots of people across the world to pay with their preferred payment methods. So payment methods and payment preferences vary a lot from country to country across the world, across APAC, across Europe. And we bring all those different payment methods together in a single solution. And Adyen will help Alibaba Group to sell products and services to people across the world. And we enable that those people can pay with the payment method that they prefer.
This is significant. When we think of China, we think of the front runner when it comes to e-payments. So can you give us a sense of what's happening now in China when it comes to frictionless payment?
Totally agree. I think it's one of the hot topics in the retail world. So we work in Adyen in the retail sector across the world with retailers across the US, across Europe, and lots of them travel to China on a regular basis to just see what's going on in payments. What's happened is that every payment now in China is done through mobile, whether it's on WeChat or on Alipay, and that's uncommon anywhere in the world. So everybody's looking at it. How did this happen? How can we copy this? It's spectacular, really. Also very specific to the Chinese infrastructure, the Chinese payment habits and culture. So it's not something you can instantly copy in other markets, but it's very fascinating to see how that's evolving.
And over at Adyen, you provide payment solutions for online, mobile, and offline as well.
Yeah, correct.
Share with us a little about how you see Singapore matching up to front-runner China in terms of uptake of frictionless payment methods.
I think a lot is happening right now in Singapore. I think there's a massive drive and readiness of consumers to really use mobile as the key way to pay. I think what's unique in Singapore, if I'm just walking around here and I see all the different mobile wallets that are being launched and are being put into the market, that's unique. You don't see that anywhere in the world like here. And it clearly shows the ambition and drive for change that's out here. I don't think there's space in the market for like 20 different wallets. So there will at some point be some consolidation, I assume. But I think the level of activity and innovation that's going on right now in Singapore is really fascinating and interesting to see how it evolves.
In Influence now, you're listening to Roland Prince, Chief Commercial Officer at Adyen. If we looked at your phase one results of the International Data Corporation Payments Transformation Survey, and the question there, the central question, is Singapore ready? Love that. What are some of the key trends that you're seeing around the world, here in Singapore? Any key differences or, I suppose, gaps?
Well, there's a big catch-up in Singapore because traditionally, if we think about it, we asked in this report, we asked typical merchants across Singapore, like, how do you think about payments? What's your expectation? What role does payments play for you in the future? And traditionally, payments were looked upon as a cost center. That's changed rapidly. We now see that 75% approximately of the people, the merchants across Singapore, look at payments as a real driver for change. It's a much more strategic area that they can use to provide their consumers with a much better shopping experience. What does that mean? It means that payments will enable people to purchase items faster. It's a fantastic tool to get rid of the queues in stores. One of the number one frustrations for people if they go out shopping is to purchase item and then having to wait in line to finalize checkout. Mobile can play a key to make that easier. Mobile can enable people to check out and pay for items themselves, walk away, no need for waiting in line. And those are things that payments can really enable. So you see that a lot of initiatives with retail merchants are now centered around that, using payments as a way to try and give people a much more convenient, frictionless shopping experience.
Yeah, can you share with us, it says in the report, retailers could be missing out by as much as 20% in terms of revenue by not adding on new payment tools. Can you share with us how retailers can move in that direction?
Absolutely. And I think this very much ties into the fact that there's all this change right now in development of new payment methods coming to the market. So whether it's the global initiatives like either Apple Pay or Google Pay, all built on mobile phones. Similarly, of course, the Chinese payment methods and the local mobile initiatives. People are really thinking about that. What does that mean? And what this number says is that retail merchants really feel like, hey, adding the right number of payment methods has impact on the revenue I actually generate. Because if I don't offer someone the payment method of their choice, they're going to leave and not complete a purchase. So this is now top of mind of people. And I think the reason why it's now more and more relevant is that the consumer behavior is changing. We're all on our mobile all the time. It means that communication is fast. People expect fast and easy checkout. The moment you purchase something on your phone in an impulse, you want to complete the purchase quickly. If suddenly your payment option of choice is not there, never mind, you know? So that's the thing that people are really thinking about. And supporting the right number of payment methods is pretty key there.
Yeah, payment processes have to keep up with diminishing attention spans, right? Catch up with that, really.
Absolutely.
So over at Adyen, you deliver frictionless payments across all channels. Again, you work with Singapore Airlines, Grab, Spotify, brands we all know, Facebook as well. What sort of software solutions are you providing some of these companies to help them solve their pain points?
We basically cover the entire infrastructure that a merchant like Spotify or Grab needs to accept and process payments for their consumers. So where in the past, you know, payments were a domain really, owned by the banks using systems that were built maybe 40, 50 years ago. In today's world where everything is built on the internet, people want to purchase now on the mobile phone. Those systems don't really do anymore what is expected of them. So we've built out a completely new infrastructure on internet that does everything they need to process a payment, the right payment methods, manage risk, reporting. It's an all-in-one solution. And we do that for them in Singapore, but also across the rest of Asia, across Europe. So it's a really global solution.
And what strikes me is my own experience as a customer, when I pay through Grab is so different from my experience when I pay through Spotify. So you're really customizing these payment opportunities for these different brands. Can you share with us a little bit about the recommendations that you're making to brands when it comes to data collection?
Absolutely. So number one, data is very important topic to carefully consider. I mean, data on one side is a fantastic tool that you can use to enable much more frictionless, customized solution for customers. So with data, you can recognize shoppers, which means you can offer them checkout where they don't have to provide their payment details anymore. They don't have to provide address details to make it really frictionless. But you always have to do it in a way that the consumer is aware that they opt in for that. And if you find that combination, you can really provide a seamless experience with payment data.
So here's a question from a listener. No one likes to line up to pay, but sometimes it feels like the consumer is being given the merchant's work to do. What do you think? Can anything be done to change this?
Yes, and I think it's around choice. And this is what we're seeing with a lot of companies. We recommend our merchants to not push just one way of checkout, but think about there's different consumers. They all have a different expectation. Some people really don't like to shop. But we do a lot of research, 50% of people, especially here in Singapore, like to go out shopping. They like it. So you have to cater for different needs. So for some people, you offer them the fastest way to checkout. They'd like to do the things themselves. But other people just want to spend a bit more time. Some people want to chat a bit with people working in a store. Cater for the different needs, for the different experiences.
What's next on the agenda for Adyen? And are your sights on other merchants that you can share?
There's lots of growth potential for us. So what you can expect from Adyen is we want to be, one of the leading global payments companies in the world. So expect us to go into more markets, expect us in more different industries. There's a very long path ahead of us, and it's a very exciting domain.
You were a startup from Netherlands that's since looking at a global footprint, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We started about 13 years ago. So we've been going for a while, but there's so, so much more to do. The fun really starts now.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Roland Prince is Chief Commercial Officer at Adyen here on Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.